This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. A quick scan of the headlines coming out of Washington leads one to believe that the odds of a second government shutdown a week from tomorrow are fading. Optimism seems to be the order of the day. The 35 days that the government was shut down last month, though, are lingering in this economy. The vast majority of the 800,000 government workers affected by it have gotten their back pay. But missing two paychecks forced a lot of them to tap into their savings or take out loans. Others got unemployment benefits they now have to pay back. And as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, a lot of those workers are worried about lingering debt.
Every month, 33-year-old Robert Litterman logs onto a government website and withdraws his $4,500 in monthly pay. He has a National Science Foundation grant that covers his work as an evolutionary biologist at the University of Rhode Island. So basically, he cuts his own paycheck. He wasn't expecting the partial federal shutdown.
I would have pulled down more had I known.
Because with the shutdown, the website where he gets his money was also shut down. At first,
we did nothing. We paid bills as they came due in their full amount.
There were utilities, groceries, and daycare to pay for, holiday spending, and gas to get to work. Before the shutdown, Litterman and his wife had little debt, and they were working towards having none. But as the shutdown dragged on, they started paying their expenses with their credit cards.
I mean, so we're up to the gills on a lot of this, and we'll be able to pay some of it down. But it's basically going to just reset everything that we had worked towards.
Litterman got paid this week, and now he has a choice to make. Either pay down a little of his debt and save some money for a rainy day, or pay all of it and save nothing. Bruce McClary with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling says borrowing money, even to fill short-term gaps, can be
the beginning of a slippery slope in terms of the damage that can do to somebody's financial situation.
Especially during an emergency.
Oftentimes, people overlook some of the finer details of what they're getting into.
McClary says chances are about a third of shutdown borrowers will carry some of the debt they accrued into the future, especially if they already had debt.
And it just makes it more difficult to regain your footing and return to a point where you're financially stable.
And even when workers receive all of their back pay, they may not immediately clear debts or replace savings. Bridget Madrian, a behavioral economist at Brigham Young University, says studies show that people tend not to pay down their debts, even if they can. That's because
people tend to be overly optimistic about, you know, what types of things might befall them in life.
Even if they've just gone through a difficult period, like the shutdown. As for Robert Litterman, this week he took advantage of the fact that his National Science Foundation grant lets him take his salary whenever he wants to. He paid himself not just for this month, but for next month too. And
if the rumblings in the air seem worse, I'll probably take the rest. There's really no upside or downside to either way. The money just sits in my account or their account, so.
That way, if the government shuts down again, he at least won't have to go without a salary. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.